The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation, Friday the 3rd of March, 2017. And the madness of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi knows no bounds. The Russophobia that we are seeing in the United States of America today exceeds that of supposed McCarthyism in the 1950s. The madness is so extreme that you would think that Russia has replaced Islamofascism as our gravest threat. And that is my tie-in today. Where has Islamofascism gone? Why are these attacks upon the Trump administration so extreme, based upon nothing, by the way? And where, oh, where is the call for an investigation of the scandal of Nancy Pelosi, history of meeting and exchanging gifts with Russians? Or the big one, the 400-pound gorilla, never ever seen by Jeff Zucker. Jeff Zucker, the red diaper doper baby of CNN, a fat cockroach if ever there was one, had nothing to say when Joe Biden's son Hunter, are you ready for this one, was appointed to one of the largest Ukrainian oil companies as a board member while Barry Hussein Obama was president. There was no outcry. Where was Jeff Zucker? Where was Jeff Zucker then? Where was CNN? Where was NBC at that time that Hunter Biden joined the Ukrainian oil company as a board member? Wouldn't you call that suspicious? BBC News, 5/14/2014. Vice President Joe Biden's son joins Ukraine gas company. Burisma, a private oil and gas company in Ukraine, announced this week that it had appointed Hunter Biden, the youngest son of U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, to its board of directors. The company is controlled by a former energy official in the government of deposed Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. Now, why is it that there was no outcry about nepotism or about possible influence peddling? It says in this BBC article that Joe Biden has been the White House's go-to guy during the Ukraine crisis, Joe Biden. Joe Biden toured former Soviet republics and reassured their concerned leaders, writes the National Journal's Marina Koren. And now he's not the only Biden involved in the region. She says that by appointing Hunter Biden, head of its legal affairs unit, did you hear this? By appointing Hunter Biden, that's Joe Biden's son, head of its legal affairs unit, the Ukrainian oil giant is turning to U.S. talent and money and name recognition for protection against Russia. So the bigger story here is not about Russia. It's about how Ukraine is controlling the Democrat Party right now. And the second large subtext of the whole story is that the Democrats who were soft on Islamofascism, because for years I have told you it has become the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party USA. Democrat, Socialist, Islamist Party, USA. Notice that as Trump escalated his rhetoric against radical Islam, Schumer, the Islamophile, which is ironic unto itself, how a person of the Jewish faith in New York City, after all these terrorist attacks, can be soft on radical Islam, is an example of liberalism, the mental disorder. So, my friends, there are several elements at play here. It's not just the Sessions talk to a diplomat. Well, so did Nancy Pelosi. Where was the outrage at that time? And by the way, while we're talking about Russia, as you know, I'm a student of history, especially wartime history. One little footnote for all of you Russo haters. Have you ever heard of the war between the Germans, the Nazis, and Russia? You know anything about that? Did Schumer know anything about that war, that had the Russians lost, all the Jews in the Holocaust would have been killed, none of them would have been rescued in the death camps? Did you know that? Had Russia not defeated the Nazis in their battle of takeover Moscow, for example, or Stalingrad, Had the Russians lost, they wouldn't have been available to work with the United States and the Allies to defeat Nazi Germany and then liberate the Nazi concentration camps. They were our allies in that. Now, here's a number for all of you Russo haters, something you don't know about Russia. 4 million Soviet soldiers were captured during the battle called Barbarossa. 4 million. That's half the population of New York City. Think about it. 4 million men. 4 million Russian men were captured, and most of them were killed before they reached prisoner of war camps. Very few of them ever survived the war and went home to Russia. 4 million Russian men were captured in the battle called Barbarossa. And never forget that the Russians were our number one ally in World War II. And they sacrificed over 30 million troops to defeat Hitler. Did you know any of this? And now this vermin, this piece of salami, this knish with a pair of big shoes, Charles Schumer hates Russia and hates Russians. And why is Pelosi so anti-Russian? History of meeting and exchanging gifts. She was asked if she ever met with Russians. Did you hear that little one? Do we have that soundbite, Robert? It's a short one. Listen carefully. When someone from the left wing, I think Politico, asks her if she ever met with Russians, because it's very normal for American congresswomen and congressmen and senators to meet with Russian diplomats. It's common. But they're making it into something uncommon because they're smear artists. Listen carefully.
Let's drill down on that. I mean, you've been in Congress a little bit, and you're in leadership. Have you ever met with the Russian ambassador?
I'm not with this Russian ambassador, no. But
is there anything wrong? I mean, is it normal to meet with ambassadors?
Not with this Russian ambassador. And she tries to cut him off, and he says, is there anything normal with meeting with Russian ambassadors? Of course it's normal. They all do it. She did it many times. In fact, a new story just popped up on the Need to Know Network on the top of the Drudge Report. Pelosi's history of meeting with Russian officials and exchanging gifts with them. Flashback in 07, Pelosi exchanged gifts with top Russian officials. That's a big story, isn't it? During that meeting, she met with then-Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, held a hearing with Russian officials, during which she met with Konstantin Kosachev, who was at the time the chairman of the Committee on International Affairs of the Federal Assembly of the Russian Federation, who presented Nancy the Grifter Pelosi with a gift. During that hearing, Pelosi, Botox Pelosi, expressed her desire to go to Russia and visit the Duma in Russia. Did she want a free trip? We don't know. Was she going to fly on the Google plane? We don't know. Then she shook hands with members of the Russian delegation and exchanged gifts with Kosachev. In 08, Pelosi attended the Group of Eight meeting in Hiroshima, Japan, where she posed with a picture with Boris Gryzlov of Russia, who at the time was the Speaker of Russia's State Duma. There was nothing wrong with it, right? High-ranking American governmental officials meet with officials of other governments all the time. So why, then, is this tempest so large? It's because rats like Jeff Zucker, lowest of the low, a man who runs a network who should be running a card table in a Bowery bum hotel, is making it into a scandal when it is no scandal. Will Sessions survive this? Will Pence survive the fact that, oh my God, when he was governor, they hacked his computer? Well, he wasn't receiving state secrets at the time, as was, what was her name again? I forget her name. Oh, I think Hillary something. Oh, yeah, yeah, Hillary Clinton. It was not the same thing. It's apples and oranges. So I would direct you, the listener of this show, to the following. Here's the title of today's opening. The Biden Scandal. Where was the media? And number two, who is making the loudest noise against Sessions? Listen to their names. Nancy Pelosi, Charles Schumer, Mr. Gutierrez. I would ask what they have to hide. And why do they want Sessions gone so quickly? What do they have to lose if Sessions, the great man, becomes Attorney General? What is it that Pelosi is hiding, if anything? What is Schumer hiding, if anything, that he's afraid that Sessions might find as Attorney General? And more particularly, do I have to ask what Mr. Gutierrez might be hiding and why he wants Sessions gone? Mr. Gutierrez, after all, was one of the loudest and slimiest voices in favor of illegal aliens voting and illegal aliens sucking our welfare system dry and illegal aliens be granted citizenship. What money did Gutierrez receive and from whom? What foreign government was paying Gutierrez, if any? Is that what Gutierrez is afraid of coming out? Afraid might come out if Jeff Sessions becomes Attorney General? Look at the names again. Who's making the loudest noises against Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General? Nancy Pelosi, Charles Schumer, whatever his name is, Gutierrez. Ask yourself what they have to hide and what they're afraid of should Jeff Sessions investigate them. And then, my friends, you will have the answer to this tempest in a teapot. And then connect it up with the fact that these people are all in favor of millions of illegal aliens from south of the border becoming citizens in this country to keep them in power. Pelosi wouldn't be a House, wouldn't be a congresswoman for 1 second, was it not for the millions of voters who were not citizens in this state. The same is true for Feinstein. The same is true for Schumer. The same is true for Gutierrez. They have come to power on the backs of a foreign power, which is this massive army of illegal aliens who are not citizens. And they are the loudest voices against voter ID. Think about what I'm saying to you. Why don't they want voter ID? Why don't they want anyone to look at their connections to these people? Why are they so Russophobic? Why have they dropped the ball in the war against Islamofascism? More importantly, why are they trying to stop Donald Trump's war against ISIS and his war against Islamofascism? Notice what I just said to you. Just the other day, Donald Trump said he would crush ISIS and eliminate the scourge from the earth. Instead of Pelosi and Schumer and Gutierrez supporting him, the president, by the way, he's everyone's president, this war against the most terrible scourge on the planet since Adolf Hitler, instead of doing that, they're trying to take down Donald Trump. Why? Why? Is it possible that they're receiving money via some organizations in America from Saudi Arabia and other, let us say, Islamo-friendly organizations? Is that something that the group of three, this troika of hate, wants not to become public knowledge? And go back again. Let's circle back again. I've asked many questions. We don't know the answers, but we do know the answer to one of the scandals. The Biden scandal. The Biden scandal. Becoming a board member of an Ukrainian oil company while his father was vice president. Why was there no outcry at that time? Where was Jeff Zucker of CNN? Where are all the boys and girls in red? Nowhere to be found. That is the opening to my show. I have no further comment. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We are talking about what does Pelosi, Schumer, and Gutierrez have to hide that they want Attorney General Jeff Sessions to go. What are they afraid of? Number two, why have they taken our eye off the threat of Islamofascism and turned it on to Russia? Russia was our greatest ally in World War II. Well, I know about the Cold War. I get it. All you Reaganites, you can't get it out of your mind. 4 million Soviet soldiers were captured during Barbarossa by the Nazis. 4 million Russian men would perish, most of them, before they reached prisoner of war camps. Few ever survived the war to go home to Russia. You say, well, what does that have to do with now? If you can't put two and two together, you're a bigger dummy than I think. But now let's focus on the big problem. Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Forget the fact that he's having an affair with his dead brother's wife. That's minor. That's nothing. That's nothing. There's no ethical violation in that. You hear this? The brother who died of brain cancer has a wife who was screwing around with this one, according to all reports. Then this one has an affair now with the dead brother's wife. He's a real piece of work, this lawyer. Vice President Joe Biden's son joined a Ukraine gas company. But wait, that's not the end of that story. There was no outcry from Jeff Zucker and all of the empty suits and the empty skirts CNN. They didn't know about that because nothing that the Democrats could do would be bad. There's another man you should know about. The younger Mr. Biden isn't the only American with political ties to have recently joined Burisma's, that's the Ukraine gas company, board. You see, there's another man named Devon Archer, a former senior advisor to John Kerry. And wait, he's a college roommate of Kerry's stepson, H.J. Hines. They signed on in April. Hunter Biden and Mr. Archer are also, when I say April, that was in 2014. Hunter Biden and Archer are managing partners at Rosemont Seneca Partners, a Washington, D.C.-based investment company, according to BBC News. I must read you the rest of this story. It's very important. Listen to what BBC said at the time. Vice President Joe Biden's son joins Ukraine gas company. But they ask some questions. Even James Risen of the New York Times in December 8, 2015, wrote, Joe Biden, his son, and the case against the Ukrainian oligarch. Are you listening to this? Wait, it gets even better. Going back to the BBC article, and I'm quoting now, the most disturbing explanation is that the company is attempting to curry favor with the U.S. government by enlisting the services of the close family friend and campaign bundler of the Secretary of State and the son of the Vice President. After all, Mr. Archer notes on one of his company's webpages that his firm's relationship network creates opportunities for our portfolio companies, which then compound to greater outcomes for all parties. In other words, he's a lobbyist. You say, well, there's nothing illegal about it. No, there isn't anything illegal about it. However, there's a scandal here. Joe Biden's son was put on a Ukraine gas company's board back in 2014, as was a relationship, a relative of Kerry's stepson, a college roommate of Kerry's stepson, H.J. Hines. They signed on. Where was the outcry then? Where was the call for Biden to step down? Where was the call for John Kerry, Hines, to step down? There was none, because the media is a warped engine.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-728. Savage.
That doesn't match what I'm feeling at all. I want to read you something that's very important. Candidate Trump was on my show a month before the election and said he'd meet with Vladimir Putin if he could, even before he was inaugurated. Do you remember that? That's how badly Trump wanted to tamp down war talk. Because the neo-libs, the progs, were ginning up a war with Russia. The neocons were salivating. The crazy feminist sorority that surrounded Obama was dying for a war with Russia. I led Trump to that commitment to meet with Putin, if he could, with a series of questions that I asked him during this radio show. I have been writing about the demonization of Putin and Russia for years in my books. Putin is no angel, and Russia's interests don't always coincide with ours, I wrote. But that doesn't mean we must be enemies or give the forces of darkness in Washington another war to get rich on while the rest of us suffer and our soldiers die for nothing. That's why I wanted a commitment from Trump to talk to Putin at the earliest possible opportunity. And I got it. And what happened was predictable. The media went berserk the next day. All the little girls and the little boys in the media were running around saying, oh, Trump's going to step on Obama's foreign policy. I wrote, let's hope he does early and often. So he was trying to bring peace to the world. And the progressives want war. I want to read you one other paragraph from Trump's war against the war machine. Hundreds of years ago, Thomas Hobbes said, the very first law of nature is to seek peace. That is the essence of true conservatism. And I'm not just talking about the absence of military war on the battlefield. I'm talking about peace between individuals and groups within society. It's truly the opposite of progressivism, which seeks nothing but conflict. They promote conflict between people of different racial groups, different sexual orientations, and different income levels. They even promote conflict between men and women. These are prescient words. They're the words of a genius, if I must say so myself. And they're all for you. Pearls before the audience. I give you these pearls for the price of a mere book. Never forget the words I just said to you. Hundreds of years ago, Thomas Hobbes said the very first law of nature is to seek peace. Now ask yourself why the progressives are seeking war with Russia and conflict. Why did they have Black Lives Matter and other vicious street groups attacking police? Why do they have the radical Islamists on their side while the American people themselves are seen somewhat as their enemy, that is, those deplorables who voted for Trump? The spoiled brats who looted and pillaged because Hatchet Hillary lost the election don't understand any of this. They don't understand the connection between armies fighting on battlefields and classes fighting within society. That's because their liberal school teachers and professors never taught them the true nature of government. Government is force. That's all it is. It's the pooled capacity for violence of every member of society. It's the societal equivalent of a firearm for an individual. It's only supposed to be used defensively to protect innocent people from aggression by others. The insane left doesn't want to limit government, this violent institution, to defending the innocent. They politicize everything. They want to transform peaceful, voluntary exchanges of property into violent, coerced redistributions. They wage war against voluntary associations and force people to associate against their will. They won't even allow peace in the expression of one's own thoughts. If a confused boy or girl cannot choose one of the two sexes to identify as, they want to force you to refer to them with a whole new set of pronouns. Under Obama, we were all Thomas Moores being forced to say the words the king orders us to say. That's why true conservatives oppose everything the left stands for, domestically and internationally. We oppose liberalism in the name of peace. We oppose it because the government can achieve income equality only by seizing wealth at the point of a gun from those who legitimately earned it. The government can force people who don't wish to associate with each other to do so only at the point of a gun. It can make people say words they don't believe are true only at the point of a gun. To organize society this way is to perpetuate a constant state of war. It's all in my last and best book on politics, Trump's War. I will not do another one. If they offered me $60 million, as they did Obama, I will not take it. I'm not doing another political book. I'm through. This is it. It's my last and final legacy, Trump's War. I know you're going to love it. It's not you're going to love it because I wrote it. It's because it has wisdom in it. Wisdom is very rare in this world. Wisdom is rarer than a hound's tooth. Do you see wisdom on television? Do you see wisdom in the news business? How often do you hear wisdom in the media? You don't. I have to offer you my pearls of wisdom. That's all I'm doing today. I'm trying to help you understand the bigger picture of this tempest in a teapot about Jeff Sessions having talked to a Russian diplomat during the campaign. So what? So what? History of meeting and exchanging gifts? Pelosi has that. Joe Biden's son joined a Ukraine gas company. That's a huge deal. That's much bigger. He was paid for that. Sessions wasn't paid. When Sessions met with the Russian diplomat, was he given anything? No. Did he get anything? No. But we know Biden's son, Hunter, received money. We also know that Mr. Kerry's involved because Devin Archer, a former senior advisor to current Secretary of State at the time, John Kerry's presidential campaign, and a college roommate of Kerry's stepson, H.J. Hines, signed on in April of 2014 to the same Ukraine oil company. They were paid for it. That was called a scandal, but you didn't hear about it because there was no rat like Schumer, an upright rat with big Brougham shoes. An upright rat in a suit would be more appealing to me than this creature. How did a man like this become so evil so fast? How? By the way, let's talk about this in a specific manner. Do you happen to know who the biggest contributors are to Charles Schumer's Senate campaign? They all run all the time. They're always raising money, right? Have you looked up who contributes to him? Go on to the Charles Schumer page under his campaign. I think they have to list his finance page. who gives him money. The last I checked, Schumer's largest donors were Wall Street companies. Did you know that? This man of the people, this little Fiorello, not LaGuardia, this salami peddler, this pickle peddler, Schumer the pickle peddler, is one of the greatest grifters in the history of New York City. He makes, who was the guy involved with the Tammany Hall? I forget his name. If you ever saw the gangs in New York, you would know the names. Schumer is Tammany Hall. Schumer is a Tammany Hall grifter politician, like all of them are. But here's the point. He puts down the rich. He puts down millionaires and billionaires. And where does he get his money from? Wall Street. Where does Pelosi get her money from? Who are her biggest campaign contributors? Why is she so vehement on this Russian thing when we have her on tape? And by the way, Politico, which I've never really trusted because of their orientation so to the left, I couldn't watch them anymore, read them. They actually dug up some dirt on her, which is awesome to look at. Pelosi in 07 exchanged gifts with the top Russian officials. And she asked for a trip to Russia. We don't know whether she wanted a free trip, but she asked for a trip. By the way, she just lied when she was asked if she ever met with a Russian diplomat. And you know what she said? Not this one. Politico is now reporting on a photo that shows Pelosi meeting with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, the same ambassador, by the way, who met with Sessions. She met him in 2010, something that Pelosi denied during Friday's Politico forum. Pelosi is a liar. Pelosi got caught lying, and I was warning everyone on this show yesterday and the day before, watch out in your attacks on Sessions. It's going to come back and boomerang on you. You have never done so well in your whole life. You're raking in hundreds of millions of dollars a year. You've never had it so good. All of you pigs on the Democrat left, you're rolling in money like pigs in mud. And you're opening your big mouths and attacking a man 1,000 times more decent than you, Jeff Sessions. I warned you it would come back on you because now the world is looking at Schumer, Pelosi, Gutierrez. And they're saying, wait a minute. Pelosi, Schumer, Gutierrez. What is it that they are so vehemently anti-Jeff Sessions for? Do they have anything to hide? And what about Joe Biden's son? Isn't that a big deal? Let me take a call. Don on KKOH in Reno, line one. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it's a great honor to talk to you. I thought your show yesterday was probably one of the best you've ever done.
It was a great show. I think it went over the heads of most listeners. The anti-communist show, I gave it my all. I virtually had to lay down afterwards. I couldn't move.
Well, you gave it your all right, but people need to hear it. And thank God you were talking about it.
Yeah, how many American people who heard that radio show listened to it? How many of them listened to it, number one, for more than a second? I don't want to hear anything about communists. That's old stuff. I don't want to hear about that. How many of the average American radio listeners even knew what I was talking about?
Probably not that many. They just need to be brought up to speed and realize what kind of a mess we're in with this media that's all in the bag for the Democrats.
Yeah, you can call it Democrat, socialist, communism, anything you want to call. But they're not the Democrat Party of JFK. They're not the Democrat Party of anyone's father. They're not the Democrat Party of the post-Depression era. This is a totally different animal. The Democrat Party today is a totally rotten, corrupt, pseudo-Islamist party.
And I think that they planned on having Hillary for another 8 years, and they could have put George Soros in charge of everything after that.
His day will come. Soros is behind this attack on Jeff Sessions for one reason. Because that evil bug, that bed bug and his son have a lot to hide and a lot to answer for. And they're afraid that if Jeff Sessions becomes attorney general, he will hold a hearing and he will try to find out what, if any, ties George Soros has to foreign organizations and foreign money? Moreover, what about all of his deals, all of his money changing? Was there anything illegal? Jeff Sessions could grill him until he comes out like a fried squid, and they don't want Soros on that stand. That's my guess of what's behind all of this.
Now,
let me ask you, Don, you mentioned my show on the anti-communism yesterday. You yourself, why do you know about that subject? Are you ex-military or former victim of Sovietism?
And I knew before Obama got in, and he was Frank Marshall Davis's student. And it's
No, I understand that. But yesterday's show, why did it resonate with you?
Pardon?
Why did yesterday's show resonate with you?
Because of the truth coming out about the communists. This is fundamentally a communist.
I understand, but was there any personal connection to you? What, are you ex-military, perhaps?
Yes, sir.
Did you live?
Sir.
You, I figured so. So you know, you understand the threat of the ex-Soviet Union and how, ironically now, ironically, Russia is not our threat. The Democrat Party is a bigger threat to our freedom than the Russians are.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, okay. I'm sending you a copy of Trump's War. It's a book you must have in your library. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
All right, Michael Savage, back with you. Let's talk about blood flow just for a moment. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as we get older. Well, there's a natural way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body, which convert into nitric oxide. You've heard about that. Superbeets is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. You see, Superbeets works three times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. It's all about blood flow. I take Superbeets. I can feel the energy and stamina pretty quickly. Call 800-481-0504. That's 800-481-0504, 481-0504. Or go to SavageLovesBeats.com. That's SavageLovesBeats.com. You're going to get a 30-day supply for free. It comes with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get a free book called Beat the Odds to read it for yourself, and free shipping. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed your money back, 800-481-0504. Now let's go to the callers in the few minutes that remain in this hour. But before we do, Politico is now posting a photo showing Nancy Pelosi to be the liar everyone's known her to be her entire life. She was asked today if she ever met with a Russian diplomat. And she lied and said, not with this Russian ambassador, no. She said to Politico's Jake Sherman and Anna Palmer during a Playbook interview when asked if she'd ever met with the Russian envoy. But a file photo has emerged from Mrs. Pelosi's 2010 meeting with Russian President Medvedev, which shows Ambassador Kislyak at the table across from Pelosi, then House Speaker, and Rep. Steny Hoyer. Are you listening to me? She was caught squarely lying. Straight out lying. Another one caught lying today was Claire McCaskill, another prize, a Missouri demon cat. She tweeted that in her 10 years on the Armed Services Committee, she had received, quote, no call or meeting with Russian ambassador ever, close quote. But after confronted with a pair of her own tweets from 13 and 15, in which McCaskill described a meeting and call with Kislyak, Claire McCaskill walked back her comment. She lied. She was caught lying. Another fat Democrat liar. KSFO Art, line four, you've got 30 seconds. Fire away.
Yes, Michael, this is Art. I come from...
I know it's Art. I said Art on KSFO, so what's your comment?
Yes, I totally disagree with you when it comes to Putin. I mean, Putin is a KGB.
We know, that's all old news. And Obama was a former communist, so...
He is... The KGB is NKVD. It is an OCPU.
I understand all of that. So what is it that you want? War with Russia? What is it you want?
Thug. He is nothing.
I'm asking you a damn question. What is it you want? War with Russia right now? What do you want?
Never, ever be a friend of United States.
You're not answering me. Stop with the Russian trying to shut up for a minute. Stop trying to snowball me. I'm not the Social Security officer that you go to for your free checks. I'm not the doctor you can roll over and tell them what you want from American doctors. Listen to me carefully. What do you want? War with Russia right now? You came from Russia, didn't you? Did you emigrate from Russia yourself?
KGB.
Did you emigrate from Russia? Stop reading a script. Speak English to me. Well, you can't talk to these people. They're brainwashed Russians, and they want war with the country they fled, even though they're living high on the hog here in America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Somewhere. Well, let's cool down hour number two because I'm not going to get a heart attack over this one. Let me tell you something right now. Trump should hire 300 lawyers to investigate Pelosi, Schumer, Gutierrez, and the others screaming the loudest. That's all I'm going to say. He should put 50 lawyers on each of them. The way to fight these people is through an aggressive campaign, not a defensive campaign. I'm not sure the White House is up to this task. They may be street fighters in their own spheres, but they're not used to the dirt and the filth that they're facing in the form of Schumer. They're not used to this filth that they're facing from these liars who have said, oh, no, I never met with a Russian ambassador today. She was caught, Pelosi. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, D.I. California, the Democrat Islamist California rep, said Friday she's never met with the current Russian ambassador. She's on tape saying that. No, not with this Russian ambassador, she said to Politico's Jake Sherman during an interview when asked if she'd ever met with the Russian envoy. And then she's confronted with a file photo from Pelosi's meeting with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, with Kislyak sitting at the table directly across from her in 2010. And then not to join the fray, also to join the fray is another prize, Senator Claire McCaskill, a Missouri demon cat, who tweeted that in her 10 years on the Armed Services Committee, she had received no call or meeting with Russian ambassador ever. But after confronted with a pair of her own tweets from 13 and 15 in which she described a meeting and call with Kislyak, Claire McCaskill walked back her comment. They're all liars. They're a pack of liars. And the fact of the matter is, there's only one way for Trump to survive this, and he's not doing it. And that is to hire 300 new lawyers, fresh new lawyers, eager new conservative lawyers, crime buster lawyers, young DA types, people who want to make their bones, and look into every tweet, every meeting, every email ever written by this group calling on Sessions to resign. Listen to this montage and ask yourself a question. Who are the loudest voices against Jeff Sessions? And what do they have to hide? Listen to O2.
The fact that the Attorney General, the top cop in our country, lied under oath to the American people is grounds for him to resign.
There cannot be even the scintilla of doubt about the impartiality and fairness of the Attorney General, the top law enforcement official of the land. After this, it's clear Attorney General Sessions should resign.
They have this incredible inability
to tell
the truth.
You.
And when the truth comes forward,
are you about?
They only
slimy snake
after
here.
They are caught red-handed.
I can't even listen to him.
This is racist.
When I hear Gutierrez, I actually need to go get a bath. Whenever you hear Gutierrez talk, I want to take a hot shower. Gutierrez was the greatest voice for illegal immigration in the United States of America, which means he's deeply tied to foreign powers. Schumer, where does he get his money from? Pelosi, who are her contributors? Why is she so anti-Sessions? You think she's fair-minded? Trump needs to hire 300 lawyers and look at these people, 100 for each of them, around the clock. Every email, every letter, every speech, every photograph. That's the only way he's going to survive this, because they will not stop until they go on the attack. Now, I want to turn to another subject right now that I didn't talk about because I didn't know who did it. Remember we were hearing about threats against Jewish centers? And you figured, oh, that's terrible. Must be some white guy. Got to be a neo-Nazi. Sure, Schumer laid awake at night when he heard about the threats to all the synagogues in America. I'm sure he envisioned a guy with blonde hair and blue eyes who was calling in threats to Jewish centers in Manhattan. sure he was positive in his heart of hearts, because he's such a non-paranoiac man, that it was a white man who did it. Well, it turns out not to be a white man who did it. It was Juan Thompson, age 31, of St. Louis, Missouri. He was also so-called a reporter who made up stories. He was a reporter, no less. The reporter accused of threatening to bomb Jewish centers in Manhattan was fired from The Intercept after conjuring up a fake cousin of white hate mass murderer Dylan Roof for a story, and then tried to gain sympathy by claiming to be feverishly struggling from testicular cancer, according to reports. In other words, a serial liar. And he's not a white man. He pretended to land a big scoop for the online publication in June 2015 with one of the South Carolina gunman's relatives, whom he identified. Well, let's not go into it. But the fact is that this man was arrested and caught to be the one calling in false bomb threats, threatening to bomb Jewish centers in Manhattan. It's a huge story. How does this tie into Charles Schumer and the commie left? How does it tie into the commie left? The commie left will not stop their blitzkrieg against Trump. People are saying to me on MichaelSavage.com, the best defense is a good offense. What is on the 650,000 emails found on Anthony Weiner's computer, for example? According to some reports, Weiner's emails include 33,000 missing criminal emails, child trafficking, bribery, and so forth. Enough to imprison dozens of globalist criminals. No investigation. Why is that? Can you explain that to me? So, my friends, this is what's going on. Politics is dirty, as we know, but the deep state, which we heard about, CIA, FBI, is deeply involved in this smear campaign against Sessions. Why? Do you remember what Schumer said a while ago? We got to get that statement, Robert, if you could find it, please. You mess with these people, they have six ways to Sunday to get even with you. Do you remember that one, Robert, the one I'm referring to? This was Charles Schumer warning Donald Trump that the CIA and the FBI and other intelligence agencies would bring him down. They're called the deep state. This is all part and parcel of the smear campaign. This is exactly what the Red Scare was in the 50s, only here's the irony. The Red Scare was based upon an actual reality of Reds in the government, Reds in journalism, Reds in Hollywood, according to the Venona Papers, which were published in the 1980s. We found out that everything McCarthy was saying was true. But here's the irony. The witch hunt was looking for actual witches, the real double agents, the double fellow travelers. They were there. This witch hunt on Sessions is false. There's nothing there. This is the irony of it all. And where are the fair-minded liberals on this today? They don't exist. There are none left. There are no longer any fair-minded liberals. They've been completely compromised by the radical progressives. Has anyone noticed that there's the epidemic of cop killings has stopped now that Sotero has slithered out of the White House? Notice the flurry of cop killings has come to an end since Husseini Sotero left office. Why are they going after Russia? What is this about? There's something wrong with this picture. Something is wrong with this picture that they want a war with Russia. There's a number of reasons they're doing it. One is because they need a scapegoat. Russia's a convenient target. Number two, they don't want to focus on the real threat, which is illegal immigration from south of the border. And, of course, Islamofascism. Why is Schumer, a man of Jewish descent, so soft that Islamofascism is something that doesn't bewilder me? I understand liberalism is a mental disorder. It creates so many blind spots they can't see in front of themselves, let alone beside themselves. Schumer should be joining Trump in his statement that he would crush ISIS and eliminate them from the earth. He should be reaching out to Russia to be a collaborator with us to destroy ISIS and other Islamofascist entities, but he's not. Instead, he's trying to bring down Trump through his representatives, who wants to crush Islamofascism once and for all. The phone number here is 855-407-282, but I want to bring it down to a practical reality. This morning I took a bike ride, I normally do, took a different route, on a bicycle path in a forested area. Not in the woods, but in an area, a suburban area with trees. Early, not too many, 9, 10 o'clock, I don't know when. And I saw the entire snapshot of what America, one of the big problems in America right now. Walking towards me was a Mexican worker with a leaf blower, working early in the morning, wearing a local city, you know, a jacket. In other words, he was with the probably the Parks Department. He was working hard. He was coming towards me. Walking in the direction of my bicycle, which was opposite the Mexican man walking towards me, were two very, very overweight, extremely obese women in full burkas. Not working, by the way, 10 o'clock in the morning. There was no one else on that bike path. They had no job, but their face was covered with a veil, living high on the hog here in America. So I looked up the use of welfare by ethnic group and by country of origin. And based in 2015, what I found was not unexpected. More than 90% of Middle Eastern refugees are on food stamps. How many of the Muslims that Obama brought in are working? How many of them are on welfare and food stamps? More than 90% of recent refugees from Middle Eastern nations, that means Muslims, are on food stamps. And nearly 70% of these leeches receive cash assistance, according to government data. Now, wait a minute. You're not going to believe the rest of this story. You're going to see the tie to Jeff Sessions. According to Office of Refugee Resettlement, ORR data highlighted by the Immigration Subcommittee staff of Senator Jeff Sessions, chairman of the Subcommittee on Immigration and the National Interest, in FY 2013, 91% of Middle Eastern refugees accepted to the U.S. between 08 and 13 by Hussein Obama received food stamps, 91%. 73% of these leeches were on Medicaid or refugee medical assistance. 68% of these Middle Eastern leeches were on cash welfare. Middle Eastern refugees used a number of other assistance programs at slightly lower rates. 36% received temporary assistance for needy families. Did you know that existed? Did you get any of that money? Are you an American who is needy? You can't get that money. It was earmarked by your friends Pelosi and Schumer only for them. 32% of Middle Eastern refugees received SSI. 20% lived in public housing. How do you like that one? 1 out of 5 Middle Easterners brought in by Obama are getting free housing. 17% of them, general assistance. 10% more received refugee cash assistance. And again, I want to focus you on something very important in what I just read to you. This data was presented by the Immigration Subcommittee staff of Senator Jeff Sessions, chairman of the Subcommittee on Immigration and the National Interest. And now you know the rest of the story. I told you there was a connection between the corrupt Democrats who were trying to get Sessions to resign, the corrupted Democrat Party as a whole, but these are amongst the most corrupt of all the Democrats who have the most to hide, in my estimation. But several years ago, I warned you that there was a growing fear of mine, which turned out to be true, of an alliance between so-called progressives, who you know as liberals, and the Islamists. And I warned you that they would bring this country to its knees and destroy us. Now, Trump understands that very, very well. I can assure you he knows that. Now we learn that it was Jeff Sessions' committee that found out that the Middle Eastern refugees, mainly Muslims, were sucking us dry like leeches. So who do you think is behind this campaign to smear and bring down Jeff Sessions? It's the normal corrupt Democrats aligned with the Islamists who have flooded this country with the individuals of the type I just described, including those two fat women who don't work in the middle of a beautiful morning. Were you working today? Were you working this morning around 10 o'clock on the West Coast? They weren't. They were enjoying a stroll in the stupidest country on the planet. What nation on earth would bring in people who don't work and give them housing, medical care, cash assistance, and welfare? What stupid nation on earth would let fat slobs come over to this country and live without working, but a nation that is committing suicide? I thought this was over when Trump was elected, and I pray to God that with your help in this war that is being fought,
that we will prevail, Sessions will survive, Trump will survive, and we will start deporting the leeches. By the way, there's one good footnote. Remember the loud Hispanic woman who was screaming in a rally the other day about granting amnesty to illegals, and it turned out she was arrested by ICE? Remember her? They knew who she was. She was not just here illegally, but she was an agitator, a left-wing agitator for the SEIU, Service Employee International Union, the union that elected Jerry Brown. Guess what? Not only did ICE arrest her, she's being thrown out of the country without a hearing. They're throwing her out. Don't think that the Trump administration is that stupid. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Michael Savage, weekdays from noon to 3 on Talk Radio 560, KSFO.
Listen to me. We voted. We won. They lost. These conniving criminals must understand that we're not going to give up in this war. These conniving criminals must be fought back against. This is beyond ridiculous. Democrats and the mainstream media now have more paranoia about Russia than they did during the entire Cold War. As someone wrote, Russia is not our friend nor a mortal enemy. Post-Cold War Russia is a cooperative adversarial entity that is nowhere near the threat the Soviet Union ever was. And yet you have, shall I say, thin-minded people who still think that it's the Soviet Union, not the new Russia. But the fact of the matter is, if you look into this in detail, you will find that the Biden scandal is far greater than the Sessions pimple. I told you about it in the last hour. I will post it on my website. Joe Biden's son joined the Ukraine oil company while Biden was vice president. Where was the media? And who is making the loudest noise against Sessions, and what have they got to hide? Pelosi, Schumer, Gutierrez, and others. Why did they not want him as an attorney general? Only 100 lawyers, turned on every one of them, will tell us the truth, in my opinion. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back. I know you're going to want to be here to fight Trump's war with me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this. They are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
So Schumer is operating exactly the way vicious communists operated during the Soviet years. He joined together with the corrupt intelligence agencies, the KGB, and the way they corrupt Russian officials in the Soviet era, joined with the KGB to smear political opponents. Schumer is operating exactly the way they did in the ex-Soviet Union. He is dirtier than a soot-filled chimney in 18th century England, as sure as I'm sitting here. He's got an awful lot to answer to. For example, he makes believe he's a man of the people, but where does he receive his campaign donations from? Who funds Schumer? In New York. It's well known he gets a lot of his money from Wall Street. Then there's Nancy Pelosi's history of meeting with Russian officials and exchanging gifts with them. Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak appeared at the Obama White House as a visitor at least 22 times. Does that mean that every Democrat who was in that White House now has to resign from Congress or resign from whatever positions they may hold in the government? There's a video on MichaelSavage.com. Awkward silence after Pelosi asked if she's ever met with Russians. She lied. Another article from the Daily Caller. Anti-Trump communist arrested for Jewish center bomb threats. He does not look like Timothy McVeigh, by the way. Judge accused of helping illegal alien drunk driver escape ICE agents waiting outside courtroom. A judge was accused of helping an illegal alien drunk driver escape ICE agents waiting outside a courtroom. These are infested These are infected red diaper doper baby lawyers who run the courts in the United States of America. George W. Bush explains his fondness for Michelle Obama. Like I'm surprised. Can you believe this unlikely duo? George W. Bush is seen hugging Michelle Obama. Yeah, I posted it on michaelsavage.com because I wasn't surprised by it. It was like a gut punch to see who he really has always been. So there's a lot for us to fight over. You can say, what can I do about it? I don't know. Figure it out. Yesterday, I spent another whole show on the subversive groups in the United States of America, and I know it's controversial. I know you don't want to hear it. And I said Congress must probe the subversive Soros groups. And we know today that it's Soros behind the attack on Jeff Sessions because he's afraid that Sessions will investigate him and his son. We know that. Clear as a bell. They brought down Flynn 1,000 times the man of a vermin like Soros and his son. 1,000 times the American. They brought him down. Now they want to bring down another great American, Sessions. Now they're trying to bring down a wonderful man, Vice President Pence, who was on the show 2 days ago. Every decent American is being brought down by the illegitimate rats on the communist left in the United States of America. Now, I when I say communist left, you immediately laugh. You don't think they're communists. I get it. You don't know what a communist is. You still think that a communist has to wear a red beret and run around with a red banner. Many of them do, by the way, at the universities. But they may dress like you, walk like you, talk like you, sound like you, but they're not like you. They want this country to be a different kind of country. Now, the most important thing I said today is that the left has refocused us on Russia as an enemy instead of focusing us on Islamofascists. Did you hear what I just said? That's the most important thing I said to you today. The left has focused us on Russia as an enemy instead of keeping us focused on Islamofascists. I had hoped Trump could sit down with Putin and work with him, finding common ground to combat Islamo-terrorism. But because of Schumer and Pelosi, who are apparently somehow tied to this Islamic threat, we are now possibly heading back to a new Cold War, and only God can help us. But if we sit here wringing our hands and complaining, we're lost. There's only one thing these people understand, and that is aggression. And the only thing Trump can do, which he is not doing, and he's not doing it quickly enough, is hire 300 new lawyers and unleash 100 of them on each of these people who are attacking Jeff Sessions. 100 on, let us say, 50 lawyers on Pelosi, 50 lawyers on Schumer, 50 lawyers on Blumenthal, and 200 lawyers on Gutierrez. And then we'll see if within 20 days or 30 days' time, if they work around the clock, if this false narrative about Russia interfering, or if it's still going on, because I think it will end. I don't know why Trump is not fighting back. He needs more than just getting up and giving a speech. He needs to hire new lawyers, and he needs to have these lawyers aggressively look into the loudest voices against this very decent man, Jeff Sessions. By the way, talking about conflicts of interest, does anyone remember that little incident of Valerie Jarrett meeting with former President Clinton on the airplane? Why wasn't Valerie Jarrett thrown out of the White House at that time as an advisor? Remember the time in the past when anyone who would expose the Democrats' Marxist agenda would be screamed at and say McCarthyism? Remember that? Now the same Marxists, the leftists that you know, the progressives, are screaming the Russians are doing it. This is the typical legal game that someone wrote would compare to the biblical tale of King Solomon being called to judge the ownership of a baby. He knew, of course, that the real mother would not allow the baby to be cut in two and would even allow the liar to have the baby to save it. We are at that same point, writes Drew Turner, in our country where the Marxists would allow the country to die to prevent losing control of it. But we must not be willing to give up the baby to them because we don't have Solomon around to make a ruling. Their lies will kill the baby and they don't care. He says it is time for a purge of the slugs and parasites that got inside the government over the past 8 years. Let them play the McCarthyism card. Just tell them it's because we're afraid of the Russians. They're worried about LOL. And then, and then he says, I am glad that I don't have to imagine what things would be like by now if Hillary Hussein Clinton had won. I also said the best defense is a good offense, and he caught that one. It is time to stop being defensive. It is time to stop being reactive. It is time to attack, attack, attack. We must get on offense against these treasonous rats. Not only these who are attacking Sessions, but these treasonous rats who Obama planted in the deep state. And all of the subversive organizations I mentioned in Trump's war. This is a campaign for our survival. If you want Middle Easterners to continue to flood into this country who will not work, who will receive food stamps, welfare, housing, and medical care that should rightly go to Americans, if you want more of that, then you let these left-wingers continue to undermine Trump in every way he can, because they can. It is Trump who is trying to stop the bleeding of this country. It is Trump who wants to eliminate ISIS. It is Trump who wants to build the wall. Now you understand why Gutierrez is against him? Gutierrez doesn't represent America. Gutierrez's number one constituency in Chicago are the illegal aliens who don't even have citizenship. He represents, in essence, another country. Why do you think he wants Sessions not to be recused but to be fired? Okay, I think I've said all I can say on this. Any more and I'm going to get sick. I can't afford it. It's Friday. It's TGIF. Had a friend call me up almost in tears this morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. Almost in tears that they're going to tear this Trump administration apart. What can we do? I had to say, look, don't worry so much. She said, I can't take it anymore. She said, we voted. We won. Why are these communists, these leftists, these vermin doing this? Why can't they be stopped? I said, I do my share 3 hours a day. My book, Trump's War, spells out pretty clearly who they are, what must be done. There's nothing more I can do for this war. I'm one man, for God's sakes. I've parted the Red Sea many times, and my people have walked through the Red Sea with me. And now that we're on the other side, what's going to happen? Tell me what's going to happen now that we're on the other side, that I parted the Red Sea and people walk with me through that Red Sea that I parted. Tell me what's going to happen. Do you think wars end because you win one battle? No. This war only just begun. I'm trying to tell you that. Your war just began when you went to the polling booth and voted for Trump. The war didn't end then, it began then. Do you understand that? How many different ways do I have to tell you that you are a very formidable army? You have more power than you may imagine. The problem is you're not organized. No one has organized you. No one knows how to organize you effectively. The left knows how to organize because they pay the mobs to come out. They pay the mobs to riot. They pay the mobs to beat up innocent bystanders. They pay the mobs to attack and kill police. Well, do we have to create equal mobs? Do we have to go out and create mobs on the other side of the aisle to defend this nation and what we voted for and what we believe in? Do we have to create mobs to do it? The truth doesn't work. When you have absolute abject liars like Pelosi, who got caught with her skirts up today, saying she never met with this Russian ambassador, and then a photo comes out with her sitting across from this very same Russian ambassador. Virtually everybody in Washington, by the way, has met with this ambassador. He's been around since Soviet times. He's met with probably everyone in Congress at some point. Did you hear me? So how are you going to fight this war? What are you personally going to do, I should ask you? You can't give up. You just can't roll over and say, oh, my God, I'm afraid they're going to take Trump's people down one at a time. There's only one answer. The best defense is a good offense. How many times have you heard that? Whether it be in a sporting match or in real life, you have to go on the attack. Don't be defensive in your discussions with the progs around you. Bring up Joe Biden's son, who went on a Ukraine oil company board while Joe Biden was vice president. You could say it quietly. Why was there no outcry then? And don't let him go, but. The libs will go, but. Say no, but. Why was there no investigation when Biden's son, Hunter, went on to Ukraine oil board? And he's still on the board the last we checked. Why? Why are you getting so excited about one meeting of Jeff Sessions with one Russian ambassador where they may have discussed nothing? Why are you buying the crap that these leftist rats are throwing at you? All right, so it's a war. You're not going to win it by asking the question, but you're going to ask the question in order to have some power over the discussion. They're not going to answer you. They're going to go, but. It doesn't matter. There is a civil war in America right now. I told you that in three books ago. I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War. Do you remember it? You're living in this cold civil war right now. It actually got very hot under Obama. We had a hot civil war when he activated Black Lives Matter, Occupy movements, and others who started to kill police. Do you remember the killings in Dallas? Robert, do you remember how many cops were killed in Dallas? Do you remember the war against the police that was being conducted when Hussein Soetro was in power? You forgot about the war against the police? There was a hot civil war in this country being stirred up by Eric Holder, the former attorney general, who should not only have been recused, he should have been arrested for what he did. But he wasn't arrested, was he? He's now working for the state of California. For the state of California, Eric Holder is working as a lawyer at a huge salary. And what is he doing for the state of California? He's marshaling an army against the idea of stopping the flood of illegal aliens coming into California and the country. Why do so many Democrats want the illegals in this country? Answer, that's how a hag and a hack like Feinstein, that is how a hack like Pelosi could stay in power for so many decades. It's because of the illegal alien mobs that are used in the voting machines. And who was it who exposed this most? It was Jeff Sessions. And who is it most likely to introduce voter ID laws in America? It is the same Jeff Sessions. So if you can connect all of these dots without falling asleep, I know it's a Friday. I know you want to go home from school early today. I know you can't wait to get out of the classroom and get out of the smell of the blackboard and the chalk and go out and play. But I had to keep you a little later than usual to tell you what's really going on and why they're going after Sessions. Now you know the rest of the story. It's all in my important book, Trump's War, which I invite you to buy right now on BarnesandNoble.com or on Amazon.com before it hits the bookstores, when I'm going to not ask you but tell you to go out and clean out the bookshelves as my army in Trump's war.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bet those bags and puffiness under your eyes are still not going away, right? So many of you are asking Chamonix for a great deal on Genucel. So Genucel is back with a great discount. I've told you Genucel is a luxurious treatment with plant stem cells and anti-aging peptides targeting puffiness and bags under the eye. All right, fine. But something new is waiting for you when you order Genucel today. It's a $50 instant coupon for additional savings on your order. Chamonix will also give you Esotique, Chamonix's anti-aging collagen builder. And for results in 12 hours or less, you're going to also get Genucel. Immediate effects as a second free gift. Now, with this deal and today's $50 instant coupon, you can indulge in a two-month supply of three amazing Chamonix products for much less than department or drugstore brands that don't work. All you got to do is call 800-SKIN-891, 800-SKIN-891, or go to Genucel.com now. If you order Genucel now, you're going to get two free gifts and a $50 instant coupon while supplies last. Call 800-SKIN-891 or go to Genucel.com now. That's 800-SKIN-891, 800-SKIN-891. So what is in the news? Man accused of threatening Jewish institutions is not a man who looks like Timothy McVeigh. He's a so-called former journalist. He made scores of threats against Jewish institutions nationwide and a bomb threat to New York's Anti-Defamation League. Has Schumer said anything about it? No. Why? Because the man does not fit the profile that Schumer would like. He is not white. He does not have blonde hair. He does not have blue eyes. He's not a member of the Ku Klux Klan. He's not a member of the Nazi Party. See the problem here? It just doesn't fit the greeting card. This is the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is Talk Radio 560, KSFO.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. But now let's focus on the big problem. Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Forget the fact that he's having an affair with his dead brother's wife. That's minor. That's nothing. That's nothing. There's no ethical violation in that. You hear this? The brother who died of brain cancer has a wife who was screwing around with this one, according to all reports. Then this one has an affair now with the dead brother's wife. He's a real piece of work, this lawyer. When Joe Biden's son, Hunter... Are you ready for this one? Was appointed to one of the largest Ukrainian oil companies as a board member while Barry Hussein Obama was president. There was no outcry. Where was CNN? Where was NBC at that time that Hunter Biden joined the Ukrainian oil company as a board member? Wouldn't you call that suspicious? BBC News, 5/14/2014. Vice President Joe Biden's son joins Ukraine gas company. Burisma, a private oil and gas company in Ukraine, announced this week that it had appointed Hunter Biden, the youngest son of U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, to its board of directors. The company is controlled by a former energy official in the government of deposed Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. Now, why is it that there was no outcry about nepotism or about possible influence peddling? It says in this BBC article that Joe Biden has been the White House's go-to guy during the Ukraine crisis. Joe Biden toured former Soviet republics and reassured their concerned leaders, writes the National Journal's Marina Koren. And now he's not the only Biden involved in the region. She says that by appointing Hunter Biden head of its legal affairs unit, did you hear this? By appointing Hunter Biden, that's Joe Biden's son, head of its legal affairs unit, the Ukrainian oil giant is turning to U.S. talent and money and name recognition for protection against Russia. So the bigger story here is not about Russia. It's about how Ukraine is controlling the Democrat Party right now. And the second large subtext of the whole story is that the Democrats who were soft on Islamofascism, because for years I have told you it has become the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party USA. Democrat Socialist Islamist Party USA. Notice that as Trump escalated his rhetoric against radical Islam, Schumer, the Islamophile, which is ironic unto itself, how a person of the Jewish faith in New York City, after all these terrorist attacks, can be soft on radical Islam, is an example of liberalism, the mental disorder. So, my friends, there are several elements at play here. It's not just the Sessions talk to a diplomat. Well, so did Nancy Pelosi. Vice President Joe Biden's son joined the Ukraine gas company. But wait, that's not the end of that story. There's another man you should know about. The younger Mr. Biden isn't the only American with political ties to have recently joined Burisma's, that's the Ukraine gas company, board. You see, there's another man named Devon Archer, a former senior advisor to John Kerry. And wait, he's a college roommate of Kerry's stepson, H.J. Hines. They signed on in April. Hunter Biden and Mr. Archer are also, when I say April, that was in 2014. Hunter Biden and Archer are managing partners at Rosemont Seneca Partners, a Washington, D.C.-based investment company, according to BBC News. I must read you the rest of this story. It's very important. Listen to what BBC said at the time. Vice President Joe Biden's son joins Ukraine gas company. But they ask some questions. Even James Risen of the New York Times in December 8th, 2015 wrote, Joe Biden and his son and the case against the Ukrainian oligarch. Are you listening to this? Wait, it gets even better. Going back to the BBC article, and I'm quoting now. The most disturbing explanation is that the company is attempting to curry favor with the U.S. government by enlisting the services of the close family friend and campaign bundler of the Secretary of State and the son of the Vice President. After all, Mr. Archer notes on one of his company's webpages that his firm's relationship network creates opportunities for our portfolio companies, which then compound to greater outcomes for all parties. In other words, he's a lobbyist. You say, well, there's nothing illegal about it. No, there isn't anything illegal about it. However, there's a scandal here. Joe Biden's son was put on a Ukraine gas company's board back in 2014, as was a relationship, a relative of Kerry's stepson, a college roommate of Kerry's stepson, H.J. Hines. They signed on. Where was the outcry then? Where was the call for Biden to step down? Where was the call for John Kerry, Hines, to step down? There was none, because the media is a warped engine. Will Sessions survive this? Will Pence survive the fact that, oh my God, when he was governor, they hacked his computer? Well, he wasn't receiving state secrets at the time, as was, what was her name again? I forget her name. Oh, I think Hillary something. Oh, yeah, yeah, Hillary Clinton. It was not the same thing. It's apples and oranges. So I would direct you, the listener of this show, to the following. The Biden scandal. Where was the media? And number two, who is making the loudest noise against Sessions? Listen to their names. Nancy Pelosi, Charles Schumer, Mr. Gutierrez. I would ask what they have to hide. And why do they want Sessions gone so quickly? What do they have to lose if Sessions, the great man, becomes Attorney General? What is it that Pelosi is hiding, if anything? What is Schumer hiding, if anything, that he's afraid that Sessions might find as Attorney General? And more particularly, do I have to ask what Mr. Gutierrez might be hiding and why he wants Sessions gone? Mr. Gutierrez, after all, was one of the loudest and slimiest voices in favor of illegal aliens voting and illegal aliens sucking our welfare system dry and illegal aliens be granted citizenship. What money did Gutierrez receive and from whom? What foreign government was paying Gutierrez, if any? Is that what Gutierrez is afraid of coming out? Afraid might come out if Jeff Sessions becomes Attorney General? Look at the names again. Who's making the loudest noises against Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General? Nancy Pelosi, Charles Schumer, whatever his name is, Gutierrez. Ask yourself what they have to hide and what they're afraid of should Jeff Sessions investigate them. And then, my friends, you will have the answer to this tempest in a teapot. And then connect it up with the fact that these people are all in favor of millions of illegal aliens from south of the border becoming citizens in this country to keep them in power. Pelosi wouldn't be a house, wouldn't be a congresswoman for 1 second was it not for the millions of voters who were not citizens in this state. The same is true for Feinstein. The same is true for Schumer. The same is true for Gutierrez. They have come to power on the backs of a foreign power, which is this massive army of illegal aliens who are not citizens. And they are the loudest voices against voter ID. Think about what I'm saying to you. Why don't they want voter ID? Why don't they want anyone to look at their connections to these people? Why are they so Russophobic? Why have they dropped the ball in the war against Islamofascism? More importantly, why are they trying to stop Donald Trump's war against ISIS and his war against Islamofascism? Notice what I just said to you. Just the other day, Donald Trump said he would crush ISIS and eliminate the scourge from the earth. Instead of Pelosi and Schumer and Gutierrez supporting him, the president, by the way, he's everyone's president, this war against the most terrible scourge on the planet since Adolf Hitler, instead of doing that, they're trying to take down Donald Trump. Why? The coverage of Trump for the first month, according to a study, was 88% hostile. No matter what he did, he was wrong. No matter what he said was evil. And what about this lie about Russia? What is this thing with Russia? What in the world is that? Nothing. It's utter rubbish. Even the most strident accusers of this Russian interference does not say that the Russians actually hacked the election machines. All they said was that they hacked the DNC memos. And what did they find in the DNC memos that they're so upset about? They found out that the Democrats themselves were plotting to destroy Bernie Sanders, amongst other things. That's number one. But number two, what's really at stake here is freedom versus slavery. Your way of life that you're used to, even if you're a protester, and a way of life you could never survive in. You wouldn't survive 30 days in a truly communistic nation. You wouldn't survive 30 days. Why am I talking about something as obtuse as communism when you never hear it expressed? We don't hear anything about communism. What am I, some old cold warrior from the 1950s? Who do I think I am? Because I see the whole picture. And the whole picture is one of a revolution that has occurred and a counter-revolution. Let's put it to you that way. The communist revolution began in this nation quite a while ago. And with 8 years of the Ho Chi Minh who was in the White House, the most clever and most devious liar I've ever seen in my life, the greatest betrayer in American history, who was just rewarded by Random House with a $65 million book contract, by the way. All of you progressives out there who are writers or would like to be writers, I want you to think about that. All you left-wingers who think that you're so proud and so free, did you ever wonder why you can't get an advance? Did you ever wonder why you can't get your book published and why you have to go to self-publishers or go to Kindle? It's because all the money flows to the top. $65 million from Random House. How much is left for you out there in Pennsylvania with your little book? Nothing. Zero. And so think very carefully about who you support and why you support them and where it all goes to and why Random House would basically smear the Obamas with $65 million. What is it that the board of directors of Random House wants from Obama? I'll have to let you figure that one out. But I know what I want from you. What I want from you is to understand that I wrote a book called Trump's War, His Battle for America. I didn't get a $65 million advance. I got a healthy advance. I'm not complaining. I've been a writer all my life. I know what it's like not to be published. I know what it's like to publish a single article for $50. I know what it's like, the joy of getting your first book published in hardcover. Probably one of the greatest feelings I ever had in my life was when I first saw my first book, Earth Medicine, published by Macmillan, in 1972. I can remember working on that book till late at night. I had a young family. I was a graduate student. And my great professor said to me, Michael, he called me one night at 11 o'clock. He said, go home. Your family needs you. I would work until late at night writing that book because it meant so much to me. I'm still a writer. I still get a pleasure out of the written word and writing the written word. But I didn't write a book just to write a book. I didn't need the money. I needed this information to get out before it's too late. That's what Trump's war is. And I'm going to say it again until you finally hear me. You have to have the book just for the list of organizations in America funded by George Soros who pose a threat to your survival. So we can't be abstract about it. Do you get what I'm saying to you? You have to understand you're fighting for your freedom. And unless you have this list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7 pages long, of groups that have all been given money by the Napoleon of American socialism, you're not going to know who your enemy really is. Now, with this list, you just might have a chance to organize an opposition and fight what fight you can still fight. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So the loud voices against Jeff Sessions, who is frankly a very good man, are Schumer, Pelosi, Blumenthal, a little lesser, and Gutierrez. Gutierrez, we know what he represents, the illegal alien mobs in America. Pelosi, we know who she represents, and she got caught lying today. Now, Schumer represents himself as a man of the people, doesn't he? How many times have you heard him make believe he was a Bernie Sanders? Well, we did some research for you on the Savage Nation during the break. Remember I said to you it's well known in New York City that Schumer's largest contributors happen to be Wall Street companies. How many times have you given an anti-Wall Street speech? Isn't that the mantra of the left? Isn't that what the Democrats used to hoodwink you foolish progressives, you, who actually believe a word that they, anything that they say is true? So we looked into Schumer's largest contributors on the Savage Nation, and here they are for you, all you progressives, who thinks that he represents you. Goldman Sachs, $576,000. Citigroup, $513,000. I'm rounding it off. Paul Weiss, $447,000. J.P. Morgan Chase gave Schumer $383,000. Credit Suisse gave Schumer $362,000. Morgan Stanley gave Schumer $332,000. Ernst & Young gave Schumer $288,000. UBS AG gave Schumer $288,000. Deloitte LLP gave him $258,000. Bear Stearns gave him $243,000. Sullivan and Cromwell, Wall Street firm, gave Schumer $239,000. Lazard gave him $236,000. Schulte, Roth, and Zabel gave him $234,000. Lehman Brothers gave him $226,000. Merrill Lynch gave him $226,000. New York Life Insurance gave him $226,000. Blackstone Group gave him $225,000. MetLife Inc. gave Schumer $217,000. Time Warner gave him $213,000, and so on. Now, none of these donations are illegal. Let me be very clear. This is perfectly legal. These are large contributors. They did it legitimately and above board. The point is the hypocrisy of a liar like Schumer. Now let's listen to this double-talking liar in 04 leading the charge against a man 1,000 times better than him in 04.
There cannot be even the scintilla of doubt about the impartiality and fairness of the Attorney General, law enforcement official of the land. After this, it's clear. Attorney General Sessions does not meet that test. Because the Department of Justice should be above reproach for the good of the country, Attorney General Sessions should resign.
You know what he sounds like when he speaks? Like one of those rotten, stinking kids. A tattler in grade school. Do you remember those kind of kids who got up on their high horse making believe they were better than everybody when they were some of the rottenest kids in the classroom? Even his voice sounds like that of a child. I think that Schumer should be forced to recuse himself from the Senate because of his lack of impartiality and fairness and his fear of being investigated by Sessions as motivating his assault upon this man who is 1,000 times better than him. He doesn't give me enough history, especially wartime history. One little footnote for all of you Russo haters. Have you ever heard of the war between the Germans, the Nazis, and Russia? You know anything about that? Did Schumer know anything about that war? That had the Russians lost, all the Jews in the Holocaust would have been killed, none of them would have been rescued in the death camps? Did you know that? Had Russia not defeated the Nazis in their battle of takeover Moscow, for example, or Stalingrad, had the Russians lost, they wouldn't have been available to work with the United States and the Allies to defeat Nazi Germany and then liberate the Nazi concentration camps. They were our allies in that. Now, here's a number for all of you Russo haters, something you don't know about Russia. 4 million Soviet soldiers were captured during the battle called Barbarossa. 4 million. That's half the population of New York City. Think about it. 4 million men. 4 million Russian men were captured. And most of them were killed before they reached prisoner of war camps. Very few of them ever survived the war and went home to Russia. 4 million Russian men were captured in the battle called Barbarossa. And never forget that the Russians were our number one ally in World War II. And they sacrificed over 30 million troops to defeat Hitler. Did you know any of this? And now this vermin, this piece of salami, this knish with a pair of big shoes, Charles Schumer hates Russia and hates Russians. And why is Pelosi so anti-Russian? History of meeting and exchanging gifts. She was asked if she ever met with Russians. Did you hear that little one? When someone from the left wing, I think Politico, asks her if she ever met with Russians, because it's very normal for American congresswomen and congressmen and senators to meet with Russian diplomats. It's common. But they're making it into something uncommon because they're smear artists. They all do it. She did it many times. In fact, the new story just popped up on the Need to Know Network on the top of the Drudge Report, Pelosi's history of meeting with Russian officials and exchanging gifts with them. Flashback in 07, Pelosi exchanged gifts with top Russian officials. That's a big story, isn't it? During that meeting, she met with then-Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, held a hearing with Russian officials, during which she met with Konstantin Kosachev, who was at the time the chairman of the Committee on International Affairs of the Federal Assembly of the Russian Federation, who presented Nancy the Grifter Pelosi with a gift. During that hearing, Pelosi, Botox Pelosi, expressed her desire to go to Russia and visit the Duma in Russia. Did she want a free trip? We don't know. Was she going to fly on the Google plane? We don't know. Then she shook hands with members of the Russian delegation and exchanged gifts with Kosachev. In 08, Pelosi attended the Group of Eight meeting in Hiroshima, Japan, where she posed with a picture with Boris Gryzlov of Russia, who at the time was the Speaker of Russia's State Duma. There was nothing wrong with it, right? High-ranking American governmental officials meet with officials of other governments all the time. So why, then, is this tempest so large? It's because rats like Jeff Zucker, lowest of the low, a man who runs a network who should be running a card table in a Bowery bum hotel, is making it into a scandal when it is no scandal. Wisdom is very rare in this world. Wisdom is rarer than a hound's tooth. Do you see wisdom on television? Do you see wisdom in the news business? How often do you hear wisdom in the media? You don't. I have to offer you my pearls of wisdom. That's all I'm doing today. I'm trying to help you understand the bigger picture of this tempest in a teapot about Jeff Sessions having talked to a Russian diplomat during the campaign. So what? So what? History of meeting and exchanging gifts? Pelosi has that. Joe Biden's son joined a Ukraine gas company. That's a huge deal. That's much bigger. He was paid for that. Sessions wasn't paid. When Sessions met with the Russian diplomat, was he given anything? No. Did he get anything? No. But we know Biden's son, Hunter, received money. We also know that Mr. Kerry's involved because Devin Archer, a former senior advisor to current Secretary of State at the time, John Kerry's presidential campaign, and a college roommate of Kerry's stepson, H.A. Hines, signed on in April of 2014 to the same Ukraine oil company. They were paid for it. That was called a scandal, but you didn't hear about it because there was no rat like Schumer, an upright rat with big Brougham shoes. An upright rat in a suit would be more appealing to me than this creature. How did a man like this become so evil so fast? How? By the way, let's talk about this in a specific manner. Do you happen to know who the biggest contributors are to Charles Schumer's Senate campaign? They all run all the time. They're always raising money, right? Have you looked up who contributes to him? Go on to the Charles Schumer page under his campaign. I think they have to list his finance page. Who gives him money? The last I checked, Schumer's largest donors were Wall Street companies. Did you know that? This man of the people, this little Fiorello, not LaGuardia, this salami peddler, this pickle peddler, Schumer the pickle peddler is one of the greatest grifters in the history of New York City. He makes, who was the guy involved with the Tammany Hall? I forget his name. If you ever saw the gangs in New York, you would know the names. Schumer is Tammany Hall. Schumer is a Tammany Hall grifter politician, like all of them are. But here's the point. He puts down the rich. He puts down millionaires and billionaires. And where does he get his money from? Wall Street. And that's why Michael Savage worked around the clock with a team of researchers to make a list for you that you can't get anywhere else. It's a list of what I consider to be the subversive organizations that have received funding from George Soros, and I've listed them all in five pages in Trump's War for the First Amendment. Some of the names of these groups sound very innocent. American Civil Liberties Union, everyone knows who they are and what they want. Some of the names, you'll say that can't be true. American Friends Service Committee, why, they're just a group of nice Quakers, aren't they? Amnesty International, aren't they nice people who want to help poor people around the world? Why the Arab American Institute Foundation? Aren't they good people? Isn't the Aspen Institute a good place? You think of nice green trees up in the mountains. How about the Black Alliance for Just Immigration? The Brennan Center for Justice? The Brookings Institution? I'm reading only a few. Casa de Maryland, Catholics for Choice, Center for American Progress. Aren't these good people, nice people? Center for Community Change, Center for Reproductive Rights, Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, Coalition for an International Criminal Court, Common Cause, Defenders of Wildlife Action Fund, Democracy Alliance, Emily's List, Feminist Majority. I'm only up to the F's. There are many others. As you know, there are many, many other groups that I consider to be dangerous. They all receive money. They've all taken money from the Napoleon of American socialism. I listed them all in Trump's war. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make it very, very commercial. What I did for you in this book has been done in no other book in publication that I know of. No other popular book has done this research or listed these groups in one place for you to analyze for yourself. Analyze for yourself who is on their board, what their policies are, and what they want for America. You may find that I am not wrong. You may find that I am right. You may find that some of these benign-sounding groups are out to destroy your way of life. They want to tear down the pillars of civil society. They fund violent groups who assault anyone who dissents from their nihilistic views. Just think of the campuses now, where otherwise, quote, nice college girls have become vicious animals who attack anyone who disagree with them. They start with cyberbullying, and it winds up with them assaulting people who don't agree with them. Remember what I said to you, law and order are the first foundations of civilization. Without law and order, it doesn't matter how technologically advanced the wealthiest society is. Trump promised on the campaign trail and during his acceptance speech at the RNC that he would restore law and order in American society. That doesn't just mean supporting the police instead of tacitly condoning violence against them, as Barack Obama did for 8 years in Washington. It also means taking our streets and highways away from the domestic terrorists who have masqueraded as peaceful protesters we've endured for the last 8 years. Which means, and here's the punchline, Donald Trump must investigate and prosecute groups and individuals who violate federal law by crossing state lines to incite unrest, which brings me right back to what's going on right in front of your eyes. They're trying to tear down a great American man, Jeff Sessions, the new attorney general. This guy is the best. Through the fabrication of the Russia connection. And the reason they want to do it is because he is the one who will investigate and prosecute them, the subversive groups I've just mentioned. Anyone in the cabinet who stands up to them or stands up to the Islamo-fascists, they're going to try to destroy. They did it with the first national security advisor who was appointed. They brought up the Russia thing. Now they're bringing it up with Jeff Sessions. Now I want you to think about the Russia connection, where it comes from and what it is. There's an article in the New York Times that says Obama aides spread intelligence on Trump associates in Russia, just like Stalin. Obama was the most evil president in American history, and he was just rewarded with a $65 million contract for a book by him and his wife by, I think, Random House. And what's astonishing is the idiots who run Random House had the nerve to say, we're thrilled to be publishing the Obamas because they transformed America in such a wonderful way. Useful idiots with nothing but money to burn. Wall Street money at that, by the way, going to fund the Ho Chi Minh of American politics. I think it's quite ironic, don't you? So Obama aides spread intelligence on Trump associates in Russia. That's very interesting. And what is it that they spread? Well, what actually did they spread? What was the story? There wasn't any meddling in the election at all. They're not even saying there was. All there was an exposure of what was being said behind the scenes. And now they're trying to bring down the great Attorney General Jeff Sessions with his ties to the Russians. So that means if you ate blintzes any time in the last 20 years, watch out, the fascist left is liable to accuse you of hacking the election. Or let us say you drink Russian vodka, and your local grocery store sells you Russian vodka. Perhaps the FBI will investigate you, because it could show that you met with Russians in some way through the vodka, and you helped bring down Hillary Clinton's election. And watch out now, because that's what they're looking for, any Russian connection. All of you may be pulled into the net of the little men and women who are trying to destroy this great country. Trump has 10,000 appointments to make. My suggestion is he makes them as fast as possible. And he roots out the rotten teeth in the mouth of American politics. The rotten teeth inside these agencies must be pulled as quickly as possible before they rot out the entire skull of the nation. I would suggest, Mr. Trump, if you get this message, you get rid of those 10,000 fellow travelers of these last years of terror inside your own government.
Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
I want to read you one other paragraph from Trump's War Against the War Machine. Hundreds of years ago, Thomas Hobbes said, "The very first law of nature is to seek peace." That is the essence of true conservatism. And I'm not just talking about the absence of military war on the battlefield. I'm talking about peace between individuals and groups within society. It's truly the opposite of progressivism, which seeks nothing but conflict. They promote conflict between people of different racial groups, different sexual orientations, and different income levels. They even promote conflict between men and women. These are prescient words. They're the words of a genius, if I must say so myself. And they're all for you. Pearls before the audience. I give you these pearls for the price of a mere book. Never forget the words I just said to you. Hundreds of years ago, Thomas Hobbes said the very first law of nature is to seek peace. Now ask yourself why the progressives are seeking war with Russia and conflict. Why did they have Black Lives Matter and other vicious street groups attacking police? Why do they have the radical Islamists on their side while the American people themselves are seen somewhat as their enemy, that is those deplorables who voted for Trump? The spoiled brats who looted and pillaged because Hatchet Hillary lost the election don't understand any of this. They don't understand the connection between armies fighting on battlefields and classes fighting within society. That's because their liberal school teachers and professors never taught them the true nature of government. Government is force. That's all it is. It's the pooled capacity for violence of every member of society. It's the societal equivalent of a firearm for an individual. It's only supposed to be used defensively to protect innocent people from aggression by others. The insane left doesn't want to limit government, this violent institution, to defending the innocent. They politicize everything. They want to transform peaceful, voluntary exchanges of property into violent, coerced redistributions. They wage war against voluntary associations and force people to associate against their will. They won't even allow peace in the expression of one's own thoughts. If a confused boy or girl cannot choose one of the two sexes to identify as, they want to force you to refer to them with a whole new set of pronouns. Under Obama, we were all Thomas Moores being forced to say the words the king orders us to say. That's why true conservatives oppose everything the left stands for, domestically and internationally. We oppose liberalism in the name of peace. We oppose it because the government can achieve income equality only by seizing wealth at the point of a gun from those who legitimately earned it. The government can force people who don't wish to associate with each other to do so only at the point of a gun. It can make people say words they don't believe are true only at the point of a gun. To organize society this way is to perpetuate a constant state of war. It's all in my last and best book on politics, Trump's War. I will not do another one. If they offered me $60 million, as they did Obama, I will not take it. I'm not doing another political book. I'm through. This is it.